Hello and welcome to the Tabletop Champions podcast. This is a season 4, 5, and 6 retrospective. With us are all the people you expect. Unlike Sean, who attempts to do the thing and remembers characters' names and forget it, I just commit to just saying, they're all here. You know who they are. a crew that needs introduction. There we go.
If you're listening to the Q&A retrospective,
you should know who we are.
I hope this is someone's first episode.
If this is your first episode, I urge you to stop right now and listen to...
You went too far.
It's honestly, just come back in a week. If this is your first episode, just come back next week with a new season. It's a perfect time to start. Just sit this one out. Or go back. Depends on how much free time you got. We got a handful of questions. So I'm going to start randomly, which is to say that I'm just going to read them in the order that I received them. All right. So let's see. Our first question. This is Sean. You get to go on a nice little. This is all you here. No. This one is something you get to do as a character. I want to know some Lisan background. How does he come to follow the Traveler? Is there an interesting anecdote from Lisan before he met the party? I want Lisan story time.
I don't have much, to be quite honest. Literally after a button left, I was like, Lauren, I want to come in with something with like no story, no anything, and then that way I can just insert myself. So it's pretty simple. He came from some random island in the ocean. The people on the island followed the Traveler, and they're a very family-oriented society. They tend to be very open and, I don't know, kinky, I guess. and think of it like a big, giant hippie commune. And yeah, Lisan grew up there, and he only wants to make his mom happy. And so he wants to marry a nice fella or lady. And, I mean, I really don't have much.
But he's on the Nine Hells now, right?
No, he's forever just... and ever. I mean, he's somewhere. Mm-hmm. The Traveler took him. I don't know if he's in the Nine Hells or if he...
Did the Traveler take him?
I thought he was in the Nine Hells.
No, I thought he got for Clover. He sacrificed himself.
He sacrificed himself, but you guys weren't in the Nine Hells.
Yeah, he went with the Traveler.
They went with the Traveler.
Oh, I don't know.
This is always great. This is always the recap part where Steph and I are like, wait, what happened?
What is this show?
Was I there?
Okay. I need to pay attention.
Who's Lisan?
All right.
Oh, no. I remember Lisan.
Everybody remembers Lisan.
John has a way about making his characters memorable.
Especially when he role plays with them. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Does Sean have like the record for most characters in a season?
Probably. Yes.
It's got to be close.
He had to make up for a few seasons.
Yeah, I wanted to play a bunch of different characters.
Yeah, no.
I am super sad Lisan is no more. I never thought that I could get that attached to a character.
Hmm. Yeah, welcome to the club.
Yeah, hit her. Don't fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That's right. The next set of questions here is from our dear friend Carla. So what exact relation is there between Laura Lena and Shay? And important note, because this is from Carla, whatever relationship there is, there might be some art to come.
Right.
They're just gals being pals. No, I think there was a relationship there. What's frustrating for me as a DM is like I made all this lore and wasn't sure how to spread it in game. I don't know. It was difficult for me to balance that. But in my little head, Arlena and Shay were definitely something. I think they're more like figuring out the relationship, but Shay is Carla's original character. And I fell in love with her art whenever she posted it in fan art. I was like, oh my God, I got to put her in the show somehow. So that's how she got there, because I literally fell in love with Carla's art. And I think Carla may have made a comment to me about it, and I was like, yeah, no, that would make sense. She's this big, powerful Asimar woman. Yeah, sure. Let's, you know, relationship with Laura Lena, whatever that may be. So it's kind of, you know, they're kind of dating, they're kind of seeing stuff and you're figuring life out. So, yeah.
All right.
Talk.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. I was just reading all the questions for the first time and figuring out something. Let's jump into, there were a couple questions. Two different people asked me this. Carla was one of them, but what happened to Denias and Scrag?
Do we wakey wakey?
So yeah, eventually, after Krazakus' defeat, because he kind of had a weird, you know, once more, it was something we didn't get super involved in. I kind of had it where Krazakus wanted to take out the big, like, champions, the heroes of Irulan to prevent them from impeding on his plan. It's like a, I don't know how best to describe it. It's like a magical induced coma, I guess. And upon his defeat, they were able to wake up fine. Okay. They're all right.
Cool.
There were also questions about what happened to Marcus. And I think, here, let me go back, because there was one specific question about Marcus, too. This one was also from, this question's from Carla. Was Marcus the Rakshasa? If so, where the heck is the real Marcus?
No, that Marcus is actually, he's okay. He's not the Rakshasa, Shasha. He's probably made sure that Denise and Scrag were able to wake up. He probably helped support them, and then he probably went back to his tower and did Marcus things.
Just Marcus stuff.
Just Marcus stuff, you know?
Research.
Weird shit.
Right?
Research, yeah. He had a little golem thing in his tower that he wanted to fuck around with but wasn't able to, so he's gonna go fuck around with that, I guess.
All right, well, so two questions then. Well, what's up with the Rakshasa? Was that just the worst thing possible? Ow, I hated him.
Yeah, no, fuck that guy.
So the Rakshasa was another idea that I didn't fully delve on, and that's one thing I kind of hated a little bit about some of these. I had a lot of ideas that I wanted to play with, and then I felt like I really needed to get to the end of the season, so I didn't delve too deeply into it. But the Rakshasa was a creature that was hired by or inspired by Krazakus to kind of be his right hand man for that plane, and to help him prevent his plans from getting foiled, essentially. So his main task was to basically turn you guys against each other, because if his plan had succeeded whenever he got Urpax by himself, and if he had defeated Urpax, he would take on Urpax form and cause some chaos and mayhem there.
Well, that would have been fun, actually.
Right?
Like, I had this whole not thing to say of, that like, I kind of wish got Urpax me,
out but... of the Yeah, no, there's this whole, like, if he got Urpax by himself and took him out, then he would take Urpax's place into the party, and then he would try to individually take one person out at a time. And the big thing was going to be in the forest leading up to where the final artifact was, to go into the tree. That was kind of the idea, but he also was smart enough to kind of get away and plan for another day. And then just the story moved along, and I didn't see a good spot to throw him back in, which probably in retrospect should have been the end, but a lot of shit happened in the final fight. Just taking longer to do.
Just say he was in the portal, but it closed.
Yeah. Done.
Oh yeah. He's stuck there now. No.
Let's talk a little bit about Krazakus, right? So, first of all, Talisa never got the chance to act or speak after Krazakus died. I presume she wasn't being controlled like Leo, since she didn't die like he did. But was he influencing her in a different way? What would she have said if she hadn't have been gagged?
She wouldn't have said anything. She's got nothing to say to you, Cam. You made your choice. Like, right. I mean, that's the thing, and she wasn't being controlled. This is what she wanted. She wanted power, and she wanted to bring her kids with her, and her husband was weak and wouldn't act in a way that she thought was right. So she took matters into her own hands. The theme for that season and all these seasons, at least in my side of it, was absolute power corrupts absolutely. And she was just absolutely corrupted by the vision of power.
Fair enough. Now,
that
to follow up that, what was Krizakoth's endgame? Said all the gods, this is from Casey, all the gods were gone. He seemed to be able to move freely through the plains. What did he want with Irulan and Nalari?
He just wanted to devour everything. I mean, he wanted to conquer all the plains and bring everybody under his servitude. That was his, that's his goal at every single plane. He could see basically his, he has like eyes on his legs that can see through the plains, see through the planar gaps and stuff like that. And so he, being able to see, he wanted it. He wanted all of the power, you know? And so he used his sight to his advantage. He used basically any sort of advantage he could, and he just wanted to take over everything so that he could have unlimited servitude.
What was the true reason? This is a total change in subjects. That Kallus is the only tiefling in his family.
Kallus?
Is there one?
I don't know.
Just is.
Kallus doesn't know. I don't know. If Sean has an idea.
Not really.
Maybe his tiefling blood skipped generations.
Yeah, right. It might have been some deal that like his ancestors made or something, and just kind of took a while for it to show up as a tiefling.
The recessive gene?
Yeah.
It's a recessive gene.
All right.
Demonic influence is a recessive gene.
Got it. Okay, there's a bunch of questions about the gods being gone, so I'm going to loop those in. I can only answer half of this, but how did Boone and Cam use their paladin abilities if the gods were gone? The beauty of Cam's paladin oath is that he's an oath breaker, so he's like explicitly going against pretty much all of the gods. So, his power comes from the fact that he already told the gods to fuck themselves. So that was easy for me, at least.
funny enough, mine's very similar. You know, I was born a paladin and just had to be that way and just really didn't want to be. And it's extremely irreverent. I mean, you know, and then, I mean, there's Jazarian. So that's really the only reason. I'm sorry.
God. I think the question is because Jazarian disappeared before the final battle.
Yeah. So if Jazarian is the source of your power and then Jazarian was gone.
Well, I'm pretty sure. I gotcha.
How'd you get power still?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I told Jazarian to fuck off too. So, and I don't know, magic. I really have no idea.
Magic.
I really don't have a super good answer other than magic.
That's fine. That's fine. We can keep going through these and just keep saying magic. while we're talking about this, Casey also asked, with all the gods gone, are there clerics?
This is what I don't get. In fifth edition, like it states that you don't have to be goody two shoes and you don't have to be like, I don't know that like lore wise, it does come from the gods. But I don't think I'd ever make you guys choose to follow a god to have religious powers. I guess if I was going to explain it in lore, the power's in you. I mean,
it just means we're all secretly sorcerers.
Yeah, I mean, well, think of it like an arcane kind of knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean,
the clerics are all faith healers.
Yes, clerics are all faith healers, but you don't really have to. I mean, if real life is any evidence, you don't have to actually believe in God to be a faith healer. You just have to want money enough.
All right. That works for me. One more God question. With all the, this could be, actually, we should bring this back to a point we talked about earlier, but with all the gods gone, where does that leave Lisan? If the traveler's gone.
I would hope he was reincarnated before that happened. Like, I hope that the traveler was like, cool, we're going to send you back. And then Lisan was like, okay, cool. Oh shit, you're gone now. Oh, well, good timing.
Yeah. All right. So he's just living on reincarnated.
He's like a butterfly somewhere.
A really horny butterfly.
Horny butterfly.
One last question from Casey that I just wanted to ask it so that I didn't forget to ask it. You've genocided the dwarves. You've genocided the drow. What's next? Dragonborn? Does it have to always be D?
No, I'm really trying not to genocide again. Oh, well. I don't know why it was such a stigma.
I don't fucking believe you. So,
well, you did it twice. So
yeah, I mean,
two seems like a lot of genocides to put in game.
It is true. Maybe it's a plot device. It's a plot device that I rely on.
All right. Well,
okay.
Leave the Dragonborns alone, I guess, is all Casey's asking.
It's Casey asking that? Oh, I'm going to fucking slaughter the Dragonborn.
You're so rude.
All right. So let's see. We've got more questions here. Did Brenna ever find Boone? Whatever happened to Boone being like wife number one of Dagda?
Listen, don't make me choose, okay? Like, I'm fine, okay? We're fine. Everything's great.
The problem with this is Lorne's just always a little in love with all her friends, unfortunately. So it crosses over.
I know. I was like, Lorne and I are just kind of a little in love with each other. It's fine.
don't worry about it. I feel like Brenna would have found Boone. Like, I don't know. I feel like Brenna would have definitely found everyone again, either together or separately or what. But
yeah.
You know.
But like I said, I don't think Boone was, I mean, I think, sorry, Brenna, you were just going to be a fling. Okay. I really wasn't going to commit. I'm sorry if you felt that way.
That's okay. No, that's okay. She'd have been okay with that.
Yeah. So I think we just had a fling, maybe adventured a little bit together.
Delightful.
Yeah. Okay. Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
We're great with that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to answer a couple questions that are aimed at me real fast. First, what is Urpax? Urpax is a changeling, just a really standard changeling. There isn't any like secret other stuff besides that. But there are a couple questions about that someone else asked. So let's see. The first was, how do changelings reproduce? Did Urpax need to find another changeling, or did he just need another humanoid for a mate? And I just want to say that this is fun because when I decided to be Urpax, I proceeded to spend the next 40 minutes just sending an endless amount of messages to Lauren as I, in real time, decided how I wanted changelings to reproduce and how it all worked. She didn't ask for any of that, and I delivered it. But my
conversation,
yeah, my thought process on this is that for a changeling to reproduce, they would basically become whatever they needed to be in the, we'll say, female species of whatever that species they wanted to reproduce with. And then they would basically sire an offspring that was, in fact, a changeling. So in my thought process, though, it was kind of like, I mean, most of the time it's just they're looking for like a sperm donor, basically, and then bounce the person. because the way Urpax was raised, it was it's a single parenthood, right? You know, his mother is his father, right? So the person who gives birth to him, the person who gave birth to Urpax is Urpax. So that's a very fun and confusing aspect.
Yeah. Of that. How is birth then? Like, I mean, is it just like normal, straight up birth?
I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, it's birth. I mean,
you don't come out of an egg and all that.
No. But it's
does Urpax just like all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm a changeling now. I have a sweet baby pusher.
Well, they became, you know, Urpax becomes something with a uterus. I mean, like, but yeah, so like changelings don't have gender. So their gender is sort of applied. Yeah. For a purpose, right? And so they want to reproduce, so they become a thing that has a uterus so that they can do the thing. But yeah, no, it's all fairly standard otherwise. Again, I have spent way too much time thinking about changelings reproducing in my own brain for no reason at all. It's not important to the error packs, realistically. But you know, here we go. Then the question was, how much of a personality does Urpax have outside of the persona he takes on? The answer is none. There isn't anything. The quote unquote changeling form of Urpax is not Urpax. It's just skin, basically. It doesn't have a name. There isn't a like birth name that thing has. Doesn't have a personality. It just is. It's very unsettling and not a thing that they want to be in that persona, because that's just not who they think they are. So that's that's I think that. Let's see. Oh, what exactly happened with Cam's family? That's the short answer. The TLDR, everyone but Cam is dead. But then there's the other thing. Why did his dad say he was right? And just to give a little background on the argument, because there was a question about this in the thing too, but the timeline of it effectively was Cam was mad at his father initially for basically sending his brother out in battle to die. And he told him that. And when he sent his brother away anyway, he basically ran off. And while he was off, he heard the news that his brother did die in battle. And that's when he sort of swore off the family and never came back. I'm assuming, because I don't actually remember him saying that he was right. You were right. That's right. It was a note, which is that it was all a mistake, basically. He'd regret. And that's why Talisa hated him, is because him having regret was the weakness that she despised. Because that was the turn that fucking Sean did on me, which was that I made the entire Cam backstory about how bad my dad is.
I tried to make you care so much. And I tried every last way to like try and get you to at least be like, oh man, maybe I should think twice about the way that I feel about my family.
Yeah, no. I'm
sorry. Yeah, no.
I see, you know, many ways I played Cam as like the worst version of me in a lot of ways. And that's just the stubbornness. When I make a decision on something, it was just like, it's going to be so fucking dragging my heels on it. And it was kind of funny to watch you really try.
I tried so hard.
You did. You definitely did. Okay.
I was like, man, he's just not going to go for it, is he?
No. The one where it was just like, Cam,
right?
Cam. I was like, how many Cams are you going to say, bud? Because I'm just going to sit here. last Talisa question. Was Talisa Death Knight?
No. Oh, wait, like stat block wise?
Yeah.
I think so, actually.
She definitely did some Death Knight things in the last.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was a Death Knight stat block.
It certainly felt like it.
Okay. There was the question about her not being undead, though, but I'm guessing you just took the
stat. I just took the stat block and reskinned it.
Doesn't matter. All right. How did Tinker die?
Tinker Gildrop?
Mm-hmm.
He's frozen in stone because he's at the Battle of Jildos.
Yeah, he's just still there in the stone.
I forgot about that.
Did I go through that in the finale? About what the ruins and stuff are.
You
now?
Said that they are there left as like statues.
Yeah, it's like a memorial kind of thing.
Yep.
All right. Is the while we're talking Tinker and we'll just stay on Ben for a second. Is the baby lizard folk with the scarred jaw a reincarnation of Throden's wife?
Dum dum dum.
All right. That's I think the best way to answer that question.
Yeah. Have we gotten to a question where someone asks what's in the murder cave yet? Because I want to know what's in the murder cave.
No one.
No, that's no one asked it.
No one asked it.
Nope.
I'm asking it. Up.
No.
Well, we're
asking it. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do we want to go through the other questions and then come back to this, or
doesn't matter? There's no order with all this. I've already thrown out any resemblance of order that was present.
I pull up my murder cave notes. Hold on.
Oh, there's murder cave notes.
Okay. Oh shit! So we actually get to know
those notes. I don't know.
I
thought we were gonna take this to the grave. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta know.
No, well, people have asked enough, and I think it's fair for everyone to know. So the murder cave was a little bit outside of Throden's home. Okay, so in that cave, I was gonna have this whole like artifact hunt. So like there was rumors that the artifact for the vials, the god's essence, was in there. So Throden's clan was at war with this other clan, and Krazakith sent his troops to make a deal with the warring clan because Throden's clan was in the way of the location of this potential spot for the vials. What was in the murder cave was, after Throden's clan got wiped out by the warring one, inside there was going to be this whole like excavation site, like where these kobolds that won and some drow had gone through and have been excavating this cave looking for these clues. And inside, I gotta pull up the stats. What was it? It was some sick monster that ended up like, where is it? Come on, I gotta pull it up real fast, kids.
So we were right. It was a murder cave.
Yeah, absolutely. But there was like a lot of lore in there, and there was like, you know, cool weapons and shit. But if they had, okay, hold on.
And death.
Right. I was like, I still stand by my choices.
Yeah. There's some cool character death in that cave.
Yeah.
There's some cool character death in that cave.
Another, like, they found like a titanium ore also in that cave, and that attracted a dragon. And I don't have the stats of what that dragon, that specific dragon was.
Dragon there too.
But it was from but it was from Kobold Press.
Oh.
So it wasn't great.
Cool.
But yeah. So
good decisions were made on our part. Got it.
Yep.
Yeah. So the kobolds and the drow that were digging in there caught the attention of this dragon, and it massacred everyone in there. So yeah, that's what was in the murder cave. Then I thought about
how much of this did you plan that we fucked up? I'm out of curiosity. I'm curious from your perspective, like what we, you know what I mean?
Honestly, yeah. So honestly, the major thing that like you skipped completely was the murder cave. That was it. There was also going. Here's the other one. There was an opportunity to have saved Pax Jr., new Dolodon. But Raquel was the only one that had seen him. If Arpax was with her, he would have recognized that Pax Jr. was getting hauled off to jail. So there was a little bit of stuff like that, but I think there's the only two major ones. I stopped planning out majorly after Murder Cave mishap.
So you had your Sean moment with this group.
yeah. And like, I don't ever want, here's the thing too, like, I don't ever want to railroad, or I want you guys to explore what you're going to explore. My job is to help kind of pass the narration along. So it was after Murder Cave mishap. There was like, okay, let's just have some general outlines of what's going to happen. So yeah, how about it?
While we're talking about DMing, Lauren, did you have any regrets about making a button be Travers? Also, did you did you plan that from the beginning?
So, let's go back to the hag situation, because literally episode one, with the hag, whenever you guys found the disc, I was going to jokingly put Travers's soul in that. That was going to be Travers. And I had that whole plan. And then Sean messaged me. He's like, Lauren, we really need to try to get Callus and Cyrus back in the game. I was like, okay, cool. I will figure this out some way. So Callus, I figured, would have made a deal because Asmodeus wasn't in a good position. So I made that whole thing because he loves deals. He's great at them. And then I was like, but what the fuck do I do with Cyrus? So I had this stupid, I like had 50,000 ideas. And then I stopped and was like, oh, I have this disc that literally has someone's soul in it. I'll just Travers out and put Cyrus in. So Travers was going to potentially be back, but it wasn't until we started doing the reveal of of Travers where I was like, oh yeah, a button's actually Travers. He's gonna start getting his memories back. So literally that day, in that moment, what started happening, like, okay, yeah, that's gonna be Travers now. So I figured it'd be kind of funny. I don't regret it. It's a lot of fun.
No regrets.
Yeah.
While we're talking about DMing, how was co-DMing, especially during the last episode? How much of each other's plans did you know?
We plotted out. I think we tried to keep a couple things a surprise on like what it would actually like be, you know, like what the monster would be, what the stat block would be. We did go over like Krazakith, but I was kind of cagey about my plans with Cam's mom and stuff. But I mean, we pretty much were in contact the entire time. We just tried to keep things secret from each other to not spoil surprises, not spoil the season for each other.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Lauren?
I feel like we did. Yeah, I feel like we did pretty good on that end.
It was interesting to do a 2DM thing.
was.
I thought it was fun.
It was. Mm-hmm. Good.
It was unique. It was definitely different. And, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, though, going between two different styles, you know? Seeing how you guys approach different things.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it a lot.
All right. One more. Let's see. I got two more questions, I think. Well, there's two more questions, and then we have some. What we got from the Discord is basically a bonus question for the end here. But one more question. Are we going to see more of Nallery in the future?
I haven't decided yet. I have so many plans. This next season will not be in Nallery. The following season, I kind of want to do in a homebrew world that I have all set up. I don't know. What happens is when we get towards the end of a season, I start thinking about what I want to do next. And I start building up stuff in my brain and what's going to happen. So I really can't predict where we're going to go after this season. But all I know is that it will not be in Nallery this next season. So no promises, but no.
Yeah. All right. That was, by the way, that question was from Rain, also known as Wolfmaster 97. He has one also somewhat very specific question, which is he wants to know if he can retain his superfan title, even though there are too many episodes to memorize completely now. He, I think, is proposing a knowledge off to see who can retain the TTC.
I would love a tabletop champion trivia night.
So,
oh my god, that would be.
Could we do that?
So wild.
Like, set it up.
I don't think he, in asking this, wanted to other folks to challenge him on that that title.
But we could totally have a trivia night.
That does sound kind of fun.
You know what's
the
even
only
better?
Challenge is. That I need the super fans to write the trivia question.
That is true.
But like, I think honestly, it should be like us versus fans, and I guarantee you, we're not going to do well.
It would be so bad.
We should do that because that's so
we need to
bad.
Make a team. We need to. So we have what, six?
Yeah, versus two super fans. No, we would get obliterated.
Right.
Right.
Oh God, we need to do this.
All right, let's workshop this.
TM. No, all right. So we'll figure that out some other time. All right. So let's see. There is exactly one more question left that I received, which is not a question at all, except that Lauren, you tweeted that you wrote down more songs that you didn't get a chance to share. I saw that tweet and I screen capped it and I thought to myself, hey, you know what I should ask Lauren to do on the recap? What are those songs?
The question is, do we have time for this? Because there's a lot. I feel like there's a lot.
Well,
okay.
Cherry pick the ones you're the proudest of. I don't know. Which ones are the best?
Okay. Kyle, I did some for Cam to some songs that I thought you would appreciate. I think I did Lizzo, yes. Truth Hurts, in the season finale. Did. I did do that one. So to the tune of Old Town Road, it's I'm gonna take this boy to the yield and we're gonna drink till we can't no more. But first we've got to kick some ass and Cam's the guy who'll bring the sass. He's got the bard in the back and she is quite the snack, giving inspiration so he could stay on track. Boone is in the front, Callus has his back, Cyrus is his heart so he can attack. That's what I got for Old Town Road.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Lauren holds title for the best bard that we've had.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
Like, just gotta say it.
Well, she actually did bard things, so.
Hey, you know what? How about you chill, okay?
But that's
feel attacked.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I
but
know.
But Lauren is also Lauren is a bard, so that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Can confirm.
Thanks. Yeah, that's. I'll post the rest of them later on Twitter. But that was the one that I was super proud of.
All right. Well, thank you to. I'm just gonna do a quick search thing, but thank you to. Godric from the Discord, Sapphire, who is Dragon from the Discord, Maddie, Madeline, Casey, I know. Rain, Light Shadow, and Carla, and Beef Wellington. All right. I just wanted to say thank you to all the people who submitted questions via that way. But we have, I think, one. There's a lot of fuck, marry, kill requests here.
Of course there are.
There always are. I'm going to do one of them because I do think it's funny, which is fuck. We should all do one, which is fuck, marry, kill. Grifto Travers Tinker.
Oh.
I did like that one. Well, actually, what was this? The other options. The other options to that are Grifto Travers Corvino, which is a good one too. I don't know why I like Tinker being in there more though. Just so that he does get boned at some point, finally. Someone's got to marry or fuck that guy.
Poor guy. So,
what about
Grifto and
Travers?
They're all bad. It's fine. Yeah. It's mostly just a joke at this point. That's not the important thing for us to debate. There is a question.
Kill Travers, marry. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say there is a question that I think we can all hotly debate. This is from Casey. What character has the best butt?
Cyrus.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Nissan.
Oh, Lisan might be a good one.
That shit's like a wind tunnel.
Oh, undo friendship.
Actually, no, I think it would be Fennel because of all the kicks he would do.
See, I was going to go with Scrag because of all that fan art.
Oh,
yeah.
Did not assist Scrag.
Carla has made his ass canonically impressive, but you're all wrong. It's clearly Urpak because he can fucking change into someone with a huge fucking crazy dumper. Well, then
you can say the same thing about Lux, which is just weird.
No, yeah, weird.
Yeah, but it's creepy if Lux does it. It's not just. I don't know why you don't want to, like, I don't know. It's weird if a kid's turning into someone with a fucking.
She also wasn't actually a kid.
I know. I understand that. Urpax isn't also 7,000 years old.
False. Now, I'm going to have to go with Ben, though. I mean, because there's a ton of fan art to prove.
All right.
That the nice is
you guys are all wrong. It's Smucker's Key Good Boy.
But the thing
Savs do wonders for the ass muscles, for the glutes.
But the thing is, Cyrus has 22 charisma. I think he has a good butt now.
Yeah, but charisma doesn't necessarily equate to nice rump.
Yeah. True.
Agreed.
Not 100% there. Agreed.
You don't think it's any of the characters with a cloaca, do you? All right.
I don't know. Maybe anyway. Torin has a pretty solid pooper.
Yeah.
Solid turd cutter.
Well, it's not just a turd cutter. It's the everything hole. He's a fucking dinosaur. The
everything hole.
Cloaca, the everything hole. It's the branding for the cloaca.
Oh boy.
Here's the slogan. It's the everything hole. Listen, that's good stuff right there. And that right there
is the quality entertainment you can expect if you listen to Tabletop Champions. Like we said, if this is your first episode and you didn't heed this advice, that's pretty much what we're all about.
You are still here, and this is your first episode, then this is, in fact, the show for you, because you hung around for our fucking craziness. So, and then we've got some fun new stuff that you'll see, and I would give you a tease of what that is, but not going to happen. Just tune in next week.
I'm so very excited. I'm so very excited.
Until next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.